to you. I gave a talk about 2 months ago to a group of returning Iraq and Afghanistan veterans of ours who found themselves guarding other people's oil wells in the middle of unending wars in the desert and said that we need a better foreign policy than this as a nation. So a nation that's in a habit of pivoting from crisis to crisis is a nation that's searching for a more enduring strategy. And I believe that our role in the world is this, that America's role in the world is to lead by way of example here at home, the cause of a rising global middle class, free from want, free from fear, free from oppression. And we need more of a whole of government approach to the trouble spots of this world that threaten our security and that threaten that cause, and to manage and reduce and address the sort of apocalyptic or genocidal type of actors, as we've seen now this non-state actor of ISIL. How do we do that? I believe we need a foreign policy of engagement and collaboration with like-minded people around the world. That's going to require new alliances. NATO has served us well. We have commitments to NATO. We must honor our commitments to NATO. But there are also other alliances that need to be formed in order to manage events like failing nation states, the rise of sort of these genocidal groups like ISIL. But we also need a new national security strategy that deploys what Martin Dempsey, General Dempsey, said is a whole of government approach to reducing threats instead of waiting until they become of such a size that we seem backed into another corner of whether we put troops on the ground or not. And the threats are many, not only ISIL, but also tensions in the South China Sea, tensions in the Arctic, pandemic coming out of West Africa. So I believe that more holistic foreign policy of engagement, it seems that we've stumbled backwards into foreign policies of regime toppling without any human intelligence on the ground to tell us what happens after a regime topples. I think we need a much more agile, much more proactive, much more informed and engaged foreign policy that draws people to us and collaboration to manage these hot spots and not go it alone. Yes, sir.